This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to move the game? Lima says yes. I say no. Tradition above all else.
And I listen, I am with you.
I didn't go to Ohio State. I don't know.
I am with you. It would feel bizarre if that game was anywhere else. But what I'm worried about happening over time is I think every year it's going to lose a little bit of juice because I don't know if it's always going to be the loser of that game can go on to win the national championship. I'm not saying it's going to be that every year. But the fact that you realistically could lose that game and still have a Big Ten championship game some seasons. I bet that could happen. And then a playoff run, whether that's three games or four games.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine having five more games after the Ohio State-Michigan game? That's crazy.
That's a lot of games. But could you imagine having even more games when it comes to when you add on the playoffs mm-hmm. and you add in everything else? I think that, hey, you know what you do? You just keep playing the game at the time it is. Go ahead. Sit people out. See how it sits with the fan
base.
Well,
I'm also worried.
Because you got to win
game,
after that.
Yeah, Kenny, that game is so physical and it's so different that you have the playoffs right behind it. And I could see some guys making some decisions, especially the Ohio State recruits that aren't from Northeast Ohio or Central Ohio or Southwest Ohio. Sorry, there's just not a lot of good players from Southeast Ohio these days.
Wow.
But if
shots fired.
Those guys that are from California.
Mitch is staring at you through the window.
I know. I'm sorry about that. And from Texas. Like, are they going to put their, let's say, championship hopes on the line in that game? Like, if you're hobbling, going, man, we're talking about that with Darius Garland and the Cavs and Evan Mobley. But can you imagine if you're hobbling that week, based on whoever you play the week before, and you're like, well, I got this game that all the fans care about so much, but wouldn't they rather have me 100% for a playoff run?
Yeah. The good argument I can make for it, the only good one, is ratings and tradition, which ratings matter above all else, so maybe it would keep it. Traditions change. They were able to move the Rose Bowl up this year. If you're able to move up the
That's
Rose
right,
Bowl,
by an hour.
If you're able to move up the Rose Bowl, I think anything's possible because those people are crazy about that stuff. And if you're able to move up the Rose Bowl, then yeah, I think you do have a crack at moving the game up in the season and doing it in October. And I think it's silly, but if it makes players play, because what will happen, the real conversation is what you're saying. Guys be held out. Ohio State goes, wins a national championship afterwards like they did this year. Michigan does the same thing after losing the game. Then how much does the game matter? You want the game to matter more, and maybe the best way to protect the game, God, I hate to say it, is move the game. But again, I want to hear from Ohio State fans because I went to Akron, and obviously we have our own football problems right now. Won four games last year. I'm going, all right, step forward. Now here's a massive leap back. Just go to FBS again. Wait, FC. Go to 1AA. Please, I'm begging you. Enough of this. You, and the same thing for Kent State. Kent State people, like, do we want to talk about what their coach was accused of? Do we want to do that? Kent
still,
State fans?
Still
hey, Kent State
fans,
do you want to sit there and get after me on that? I ain't going to say it. I want to. Don't you come after me. You got your own set of problems, Kent State fans. Lord Almighty. All right, Joe in Cleveland Heights. Hello.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, I guess it's a funny thing to think back about 18, 20 years ago. They moved the game. They moved it from before Thanksgiving to the weekend after. They did so, to your point, Ken, for the TV schedules, the ratings. Mm. It was rivalry weekend. They wanted to put Michigan, Ohio State up against Pittsburgh and West Virginia as this big ticket day, and they did that. And now it's been that for 18, 20 years. So, I mean, moving it again for the sake of the players' health, yeah, it depends on what this league and what, really, honestly, I think the players will have as negotiation tickets going forward now that they're in more of a control space with the NIL. And Ohio State being obviously one of the most sought-after brands in the entire college football world. So, love to hear more of your thoughts.
So, are you in favor of moving it?
I mean, it already moved when I was at Ohio State.
Okay.
I was one of the last people to get to jump into Mirror Lake the Thursday night before the game.
Yeah,
once they moved it to Thanksgiving, we had to do it on a Tuesday, which, to the point of like ending Mirror Lake, yeah, they put up fences, rebuilt it. But also, when you put it on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving break, everybody left town or had midterms and stuff to finish. So It killed the entire vibe versus the Mirror Lake jump being sort of the kickoff to the Michigan weekend when it was the weekend before Thanksgiving, as far as I know, since like almost the beginning of time.
Joe, I thank you very much for the call and the perspective. 216-474-0092. I know that they've moved it before. I thought historically a lot of times you had that game, and I know way, way back they would play it earlier in the season and things like that. But I also know, like, way, way back, I do believe it was on Thanksgiving weekend. Like, way back and before television and stuff like that, you would have a Thanksgiving game. Or you would play the game on Thanksgiving, and you would even have a game later in the season if you wanted to, if there was a season or an extra game or whatever. Like, there was always that type of possibility that was thrown out there. I think the NIL stuff is interesting. I think we need to keep an eye on the Knicks.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Saban co-chair stuff and what could happen there, because you don't want to go through a season and then have to renegotiate what happens in the postseason, kind of like Nico Iamaleava had happen to him or had go on with Tennessee. I don't think you want to do something like that. Mary Kay is going to join us at 8:22. I want to ask her about the stadium stuff, and I want to ask her about Nick Chubb and everything, and if the ship has sailed right there. Did you see that we could get an alternate helmet again? That we're one of the teams that are actively working on an alternate helmet.
I did.
How much more can you do with the helmet? Once you got the white, that's it. You can't have a brown helmet, can you?
So I was a little confused because what is the difference between this and what they have done before with the alternate helmet?
Well, they had the... I don't know what the new alternate helmet will look like. So what do you mean, what's the difference between this and the other one?
Well, didn't we... We've used another helmet before, haven't
yeah.
we?
Okay. Well, we use the white helmet.
So this is just a different. They're saying the story here is that
this is an alternate helmet.
Because I remember the whole thing was the NFL doesn't approve you to be able to have other helmets or whatever.
Yes. that was because of lawsuits. Now they approve you of having other helmets. Well, okay. It's the truth. But now that players get to choose their own helmets, you can just paint them however you want, and that's it. Before, it was all officially, and it was nasty and all this other stuff. I'm just asking, what can you do with the helmet other than what you've already done? Where it doesn't look gaudy and ridiculous, well, and so, like something somebody made a joke about them on social media.
Do we know for
media?
A fact they will not be going with a logo?
No.
So there could be a logo could be in play.
That's the only way I know you would be able to change the helmet.
So what are the potential logos that the Browns could put on their helmet?
Brown of the Elf. Which I don't think it would look good on. It would look weird to me and jarring to me in a way if Brownie the Elf was on the side of the helmet. I would have to get used to it. The other ones, what are the other ones? They already had the white helmet. They've already had white face mask, gray face mask, numbers on the helmet.
A number,
I remember, didn't they have a year where they had CB on the side of the helmet?
Was that a preseason thing?
I think Art tried to do something like that.
Why do I remember seeing that? Not like while I was watching, not like while I was alive, but...
Well, you weren't alive for it, no.
I thought there was a picture somewhere floating
of
that.
Yeah, they tried to do CB on the side of the helmet. I thought they'd try to do it for an entire year. I don't know what you put on the side of the helmet that makes it not... You can't go brown. You can't go black. Black's not part of the color scheme. I know they did like the Halloween jerseys when we did Color Rush and things like that. But that wasn't even black. That was just a really, really, really dark brown, wasn't it? It just looked better than the jerseys they were wearing at the time because they wanted to get away from those jerseys as fast as they could. Because we had people from New York who thought that they were capturing the spirit of Cleveland.
They've had some years where there was the numbers were on the back of the helmet on different sides of the stripe if you had a double digit.
Yeah, but that's
helmet.
A Steelers thing, so I don't know if I want to do anything from the Steelers. So what are you going to do with the helmet? Do you have any plans to do anything with the helmet?
What about a script Browns?
What color's the helmet?
Wow.
I'm open to this.
You are. Wow. Because, you know, Giants. We've seen Giants on a helmet. And I used to
like
that.
They actually did that to stick it to New York because they had to move the jersey.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was the reasoning behind that. Because they were like, Ed Koch was all, I could tell you a whole history story. No
I like
one gives
this.
A damn move on.
I would say probably orange with. What would be the script?
White Browns on the side?
I guess I'd have to see the mock-ups.
I love a script. I love a nice cursive on a side of a helmet. That's cool. But I don't know what you would do other than that. I just don't want them to come out with somewhere like, we're really going to put this up there again. We're going to do this.
What about a dog?
What kind of dog? That drawing that they have, the dog pound stuff? Where each part of the dog's face means something, like this is national treasure? What is it? You're typing up mock-ups over there.
Yeah, I'm looking up to see, because they changed it, right? There was a re-envisioning of the Browns dog logo. Yeah, why not that?
I'm going to ask Mary Kay Cabot.
With the collar, the sharp collar.
Why not Brownie the Elf if you're going to do it? I would take some getting used to, but I could get used to that. And plus, okay, they already have it as a logo. If you put it on the side of the helmet, could you do... No, you couldn't do that.
But the thing is, like, do you think today, is the dog pound what it was, you know, in the 80s? No, right?
No,
we all agree.
No fan area is what it used to be.
But if you wanted to get the dog back into prominence, would that be the way to do it as part of the...
But if it's an alternate helmet, I always think of an alternate helmet as a one-off during a year. Like, this doesn't become new
tradition. Well, the reason I say it, anytime we would have a national guest on or somebody calling a game or somebody who used to play at Old Municipal, they always bring up, well, the dog pound. Well, nobody in the last 25 years of playing at the stadium ever, like, nobody in that. Does Ray Lewis, would he even bring up the dog pound?
He might. I'm sure he did at one point.
You think he would?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably if they ran back a pick six or something like that and they started giving the gears to the people in the end zone. I don't know. There was a lot of bad memories during those years.
Like, Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't want to talk
Does
about
he
that
talk yet. About the dog pound? It feels like it got phased
I'm
out.
I'm sure just when he wants to troll us and say that he wanted to be a Cleveland Brown, even though he never did, he was a San Francisco 49ers fan. Do we know what Mary Kay would do with the helmet? Do you want to ask Mary Kay that?
She will have ideas.
Mary Kay in 5 minutes on the Fan. Friends, Ken Carmen here for...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.